Checking in with Quincy City Councilor at Large Noel DeBona to find out how he and his family are coping during this pandemic. Hey, Noel, good to virtually see you. How are you?
It's good to be here today, Joe. It's good to see you in action doing the QATV interview. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, it's our pleasure in trying to reach out to all the councilors to check in, make sure they're doing okay and see if they want to share anything with the city. I know that you've been bouncing all over the place. This is not keeping you down by any means.
No, not at all. Just trying to take it one day at a time and try to do the best you can for the community. And just every day is an evolving day of new information. We're still trying to find out everything about COVID-19. There's new information that comes out every day, whether nationally or through our governor, Charlie Baker. So, and then we have updates from the mayor, Tom Koch, which is in the administration, which are doing a great job. So, yeah.
How's life in the DeBona residence trying to...
I want to be perfectly honest with you, Joe. It's challenging. We have three children in the Quincy Public Schools, and what we're doing right now here on Zoom, they're doing every day on their computer sets too, on their notepads. And it's challenging because this morning, all three of them had to get on it, and one's at 9:30, the other one was at 10, and they were going at the same time, and just getting them concentrated on it. We have in the household, we have a 7, a 5, and a 3. So a first grader and two in Adela Chiesa preschool. So, it's definitely challenging, but we get through it. We take it a day at a time, and hopefully we can get the kids back to school maybe in September. The school year is definitely gone. I was talking to a lot of teachers as well, as they actually have a workload too. They have to adapt to this type of style of teaching as well, preparing themselves for their Zoom interviews with the children on there and having group interviews with in group basically classroom settings inside the Zoom. So it's challenging on both ends, and we're just going to have to evolve with it.
Yeah, you have a unique perspective at this, having served on the school committee, so you know the unique challenges that the teachers are faced with every day. And now to add this on top of it, it's quite a task, I'm sure, because they're managing their own families at the same time.
Sure are. A lot of the teachers actually have children in school systems, whether it be elementary, middle school, high school, or even college. So we're all going through, or even grandchildren, some of the teachers are a little older. So it's a combination of things. I think we're going to have to evolve with this, because this may go into September. You may have an altered school setting type of situation where I can't speak for what I think is going to happen, but you could see 3 days on, 2 days off, a combination of this whole social distancing has changed a lot of things on how we're going to evolve for the future. They're saying, and I know I've been listening to you and a lot of different people, there could be a second wave of the virus coming in September, October, if it kind of fades away a little bit here over the summer.
Right.
It's all an if, because we really don't know. And I want to keep thoughts and prayers and all the family members that have lost a loved one. I actually knew somebody that personally that just passed away in the past few weeks of the COVID-19. So it's definitely hitting different families, and it's killing our senior population. It's sad. It's a really sad situation.
Yeah. How do you think the city's administration has been handling the crisis, Noel?
I think fantastic. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I think the mayor, whether you agree or disagree with him in the past, he stepped up to the plate right now. He does his daily updates. The administration, Chris Walker, all the department heads, Al Gracioso, Dave Murphy, all the different ones in planning, they're trying to get ready for when we get back a little more live into maybe having a setting. But the mayor comes on each day, gives the updates. Right now, I don't know your updates. We got 945 cases. We have 86 deaths. And we have 404 recoveries, which is a 43% recovery rate. I had to throw that statistic in for that, because people don't we need to know the recovery rate as well. It was an increase of 36 from yesterday. We actually had the Walmart situation where that had to be closed down. And sometimes people say, well, I don't want government involved in my life. Stay out of my life, government. Well, you didn't have these stimulus packages coming in. we will all be in really trouble right now. So at some point, some type of government has to be involved. And, you know, that $600 coming from the federal government for people on unemployment is huge. The unemployment cap is $823 each week, whatever you make. The $823 is the max. But that $600 adds to that, and it could get you somewhere near what you're making regularly if you're furloughed or on unemployment. So these packages are very important at a crucial time because some people are going paycheck to paycheck. So I think the administration, your answer, your question, I think that they're doing a fantastic job. The mayor comes up with new information each day, possibly a May 18th soft opening with maybe some things, but also maybe getting a soft opening on some of the parks, having limited space up there, maybe having an itinerary where you can kind of sign in. I'm going to go down the park for 15 minutes with my family and we're going to shoot some hoops. And then the next family is going to come and it'll give some type of outdoorsman's. You can get back to doing some stuff outdoors because I'll be honest with you, staying inside the house has been very difficult for our family. I know it's been difficult for others, but we do need to do the 6-foot social distancing to get through this time period. And hopefully the numbers and the governor gets on, talks about it kind of dipping a little bit. We got to get to that dipping point where we can start reopening some soft opening things. So I do support getting the businesses back together. However, we do have a safety precaution. And we don't really, right now, it's our senior population. The Spanish flu of 1918 hit our children in the beginning of the phase, and then it came back and hit the seniors. Well, right now, it's hitting the seniors. We don't want that second wave to hit our children. Right. You don't know if it's a different strain. So we have to have some type of precautionary measures. I know it's been some of the states have reopened and done some of those, soft openings, but we just have to be careful. We have to look at the numbers and the data that supports it, and people are dying every day.
Yeah. What are your some of your concerns going forward, Noel, for the city's finances, which are going to be impacted, obviously, by this whole crisis?
Getting the economic growth.
Yeah.
We worked on the downtown development, and I know some people weren't for it, but who's going to bail you out now? You know, if we didn't move forward a lot of those projects, and we're still in the middle of those projects, we're going to need some type of funding to come in. Right now, roughly 85% is residential tax pay base. Some folks might have a tough time paying their taxes this quarter. Who knows? We don't know that number particularly yet. We're going to find out. But a lot of people are, if they're paycheck to paycheck or they're fixed incomes, it's going to be challenging for them to make those payments on that. So it's something we're going to have to endure. I don't know if the federal government will come in and bring it down to the state funding and the state. The Governor Baker will say, okay, we're going to disperse it based on what the needs are throughout the cities and towns of the 351 communities out there. So I don't particularly know. It's all a question mark. My concern is municipalities are going to, each town and city is going to have to basically take it on based on what they have. Luckily, this is the good news is, Joe, is we built some new schools. And building new schools means there's more square footage in those classrooms. Also auditoriums, also gym spaces, also cafeterias. All those common areas, you don't know if there's going to be classrooms in those common areas down the road because of social distancing. Inside these classrooms, you might have 23 kids, but if the square footage says, hey, listen, you only can have 18, you'll only be able to have 18 kids in that classroom. Mm-hmm. Very good that we opened up the new Southwest Middle School. That could be a school of 430 children. With the square footage, you might even get a little bit more kids. It may be a school that has to go to capacity, and we may have to move some kids around. And this is a question for the school committee. They're going to be dealing with these type of issues where if social distancing continues to go, we're going to have to alter our classroom sizes.
Yeah, of course, as you mentioned, the senior population's been hit especially hard right now. Do you think the city is doing enough to reach out to them to make sure that they're being cared for?
I think they are. I think they've been doing a fantastic job. It's just difficult for some of those, and I've been in almost every single one of those senior buildings, is they're in close proximity to each other. Yeah. Some of the nursing homes, I mean, you got three and four in a room and you're very, very close to each other. Talk about the beds aren't even in social distancing of 6 feet, some of them.
Right.
I've been over to Father Bill's recently and they don't have the proper social distancing in there. And that's why they split it in half and moved it over to the YMCA, which is a great move. And I want to thank the emergency management department, Allie Sleeman, and the mayor and Chris Walker for really doing a great job with moving that over and being proactive about it. And getting everybody tested as well. So I'm concerned with our senior population, our seniors that are living in some of these facilities. I want to give a kudos out to the Quincy Housing Authority and James Marathas. Over the last few years, he's went out and get grant funding to do a lot of the common areas like the hallways, and he's really cleaned up and renovated those places. And when you get into the sanitation process, which we're in, and the cleaning, if those common areas are in good shape, it's going to be cleaner in there. You're not going to spread as many germs. And I'm not a specialist in that area, but I do know that our numbers are down in those areas, which are really good. And I accredit it to a combination of things. So kudos to the Quincy Housing Authority for all their renovations over the last few years to basically make it newer and cleaner.
Sure. No, as you know, this is an election year. I know the city council just recently approved Brian Palmucci's proposal to vote by mail. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yes and no. Okay. How I feel about it was a very vague resolution. And the Secretary of State, Bill Galvin, made a great point. He said, listen, there's a lot of independents out there, a lot of unenrolled. Which ballot are they going to pick? Are we going to start sending out Republican and Democratic ballots? Mm. He goes, I don't want it like published clearinghouse sweepstakes where they're all over the place and who knows which one gets returned. So I think he's moving it to a, if you want to, you know, do it by mail, you can request it without any consideration as an absentee. Like the absentee, you have to have a legitimate excuse. So I'm going to Florida or this. This way you can do it. You can have a voter by mail with no reason. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to work. If you can't go to the polls on September 1st or November 3rd, if you request a ballot in the mail, it's fair enough, I guess, with the COVID-19. And then there's the flip side is, I don't know if I agree with sending them all out to everyone and have them filtered out everywhere. So it's something that we're going to evolve with. It's a vague, resolution. Mm-hmm. And some of the counselors didn't feel comfortable with it, and it wasn't enough writing in it, but you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's Secretary of State Bill Galvin's going to be on his hands and he's going to make the decision, and I don't know if it'll go through the Supreme Court or whether it goes to the legislation and go that route, but you're running less than 4 months to September 1st.
Right. Yeah, I guess I should ask you how this whole pandemic has impacted, your race for registrar probate.
You know, it's impacted it. I there's no more events. There's a lot of parades that won't be happening as well for the future. There's only so much you can do. You have to give people the common courtesy of there is a pandemic out there. There's a COVID-19, and you really can't go door to door knocking on doors right now, especially. And I'm enclosed and we don't have our masks on, but we're get outside and within 6 feet now, it's been mandated that you be wearing that mask. So it has impacted my race. Luckily, I got the proper funding in place for down the stretch, possible mailers and, doing stuff in July and August. So really I'm giving everybody the common courtesy of I'm just, and just being a city councilor at large, you know, doing the community work, doing the activism work out there that I always do. So, I mean, that's been great. Really, really quick here, talking about Quincy Housing Authority, is the Girl Scouts Cadet Troop 68282 just did a community service project where they just gave me 50 masks. And I in turn gave it to Paul Perry, the vice chairperson over at the Quincy Housing Tenant Association, the Residence Council, mm-hmm. For them to use over there. So I want to thank the Girl Scouts for making those masks and passing it on to our seniors. So 50 masks were just relayed over to Quincy Housing Authority.
That's great. That's wonderful. I know a lot of community groups are stepping up to the plate to do food drives and mask making, things like that to really help out their neighbors. That's great to see.
Also real quick, Joe, is Diane O'Connor, over in Squanum. She got together with a whole bunch of folks before Easter and made a lot of Easter baskets for the children. We actually brought over 50 set up Easter baskets over to the Germantown Neighborhood Center, which was huge. She was instrumental on getting people together to finance it and then putting the baskets together and bringing them over there, which also did Dove and other entities and organizations that were in need. So you have other activists out there stepping up to the plate and doing the best they can to pass it on to the others. So we're all in this together. We should help each other out, and we need that concept to continue to go.
Yeah. Are you worried, Noel, about the Secretary of State said that the response to the census in Quincy is down? So I know you're helping to encourage your constituents to respond to the census.
I am concerned because folks right now, their minds are settled on, getting through this COVID-19 pandemic. And that's where their mindsets are. Every day you wake up, and I know what it is in our family is, What did the governor say today? Or is he coming on soon? And even what did the president say today? You're just constantly listening to those two people. Right. And then each day we listen to the mayor and his thing. So it goes from the national level to the state level and to each municipality, which is we have a mayor government. So it goes into the Mayor Koch. So we're finding out each day all new information on data. We're finding new information on what's going on. So I am concerned with the consensus because it's almost like it's pushed to the side. We kind of need to get over that 100,000 population. Gives us into another criteria of proper funding, which will help us. It'll help us in the future now. Look at what's going on.
Right.
I am concerned with our Chapter 70 and our Chapter 90 funding, which is for our schools. Roughly, and I haven't been on the school committee for a few years, but we roughly have about $25 million that comes from the federal government to help out our schools. So that Chapter 70 funding. So I hope everything's in place for these municipalities and our Chapter 90 with the roads and sidewalks and stuff like that. So I just hope that funding comes in correctly. If it has to be a stimulus package from presidents, it has to be. I mean, we're going to have to help out. Everybody's going to have to help out in some capacity.
Sure. Has the crisis impacted your family's business at all, Noel?
Yes, it has actually, to be honest with you. But, luckily, as I can see, I actually have three jobs here, Joe, three jobs that I do. Not only do I have a small business and we did the snow removal business over the winter, and it was a light winter. It was really tough December.
Yeah.
We had a lot of little snowstorms in December and then it just flattened out.
Right.
Went out and bought a new 250 truck and with the plow and we weren't using it that much. So, right. Our business is definitely taking a little bit of an impact, especially with the mulching project coming up now. But the last 4 years, I've worked for the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office, reentry. I've worked senior community service coordinator. I've worked at the ropes courses, which is the used to call it the Bilotti camp when we were there, but now it's called the Youth Leadership Academy.
Yeah,
so I've worked at three different capacities over there working. I've got three jobs and right now we've all been kind of laid off and kind of, we're getting to a furloughed really right now. And we're all just figuring out because part of the non-essentials over there, I have to give a props out to the correctional officers and the folks inside there that are still going in every day and all the people on the front lines, our nurses, our police, fire, EMTs that are all on the front lines that are continually working. And my way of giving back is to try to do stuff for the community,
I know you're on the Veterans Committee for the City Council, and all the mayor said there'll be no Memorial Day parade, but they're going to try and come up with some way to commemorate veterans. So obviously that's something you'll be involved with too.
You bet I will. And, I think what we're going to have to do is something that like we're on Zoom right now is having a virtual type of thing,
right.
Where we can maybe make a message on there and have it, put on, places like QATV.
Sure.
So I think that's something that we're all going to have to evolve with in the near future. I also see that Flag Day has just been canceled as well.
Yeah.
Some of the 4th of July's throughout the state have been canceled. I think Weymouth is already canceled. Yeah. So I don't know. As we get along with time, we're going to try to figure out what we can do with that. But if there's still a social distancing in place, somehow with a mask or without a mask, we're going to have to evolve and make changes with our lives. This is a life-changing alteration for everyone. Right. Do you agree with that, Joe?
There's no question. No question. It's going to be changes just like 9/11 changed the way we travel forever. This will do the same for other things. I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have alter in things and just take it a day at a time. So, you know.
Obviously, there's going to be no traditional high school graduations this year, but is there anything you'd like to say to the class of 2020, Noel, that you might have said had you been able to talk to them at Veterans Stadium?
Sure. I just, you're the class that has to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic, and hopefully we can get together and somehow or another, maybe. And I don't know about Quincy. I know last night was a school committee meeting where people could weigh in on, it's called open enrollment, where they could say for 4 minutes what they wanted to do. You know, I think we're pretty smart about doing it. So my message is just good luck into the future, whatever university, college, workforce, if you're going into the military. Also, I think the mayor spoke about it, which I kind of like what he's talking about, maybe having it later in the year at Pageant Field. And if we're in this pandemic, if we're in this situation where it's a little more tougher to do, is maybe even lining up each vehicle and have an itinerary of time. Say we start the first car at 5 o'clock, we end the last one at 7:30, and to basically be able to drive through to the top of Pageant Field, maybe with your family, maybe dressed up, get out of the vehicle, get your diploma, take a couple pictures, have the video camera, UQATV on there, and go on to the next person and have it in line. And you can block off the streets and have the time. You do one day, you do Quincy High School, next day you do North Quincy. Obviously, Quincy has more kids in the school. And I think that might be something that we might have to do. I know that he had spoken maybe about Pageant Field. I don't know if you can do that physically.
Right.
But if you do it in a vehicle, a lot of birthday parties, we've done a lot of birthday parties. We've actually been driving through anniversaries where we've been getting in vehicles and just driving through. This particular graduation, which I recommend, and if I didn't say this on the school committee, is to have a basically, you line up your vehicle, you get your whole family dressed up, you get everything dressed up, you get your gown, you get out of the vehicle at a certain time up at the top. You take a few pictures for two, maybe a minute or two. You get in your vehicle and you move on, and then the next person comes along. I think, you know what I mean? A virtual, like a vehicle graduation. I think there's a couple of the states talking about it, but we don't know for the future. So I recommend that one. That one could work, and it'll accommodate for. Hey, listen, we have a regular, because people want a physical graduation. They don't know if they want to do a virtual one that we're doing right now.
Right.
To give a diploma, the diploma up here, you know, so they don't know if they want to give it this way, but maybe physically, you can physically give one with some type of social distancing. You can leave it on a platform up there. You come up, the family comes up with the platform, grabs it, takes a few pictures and moves on. So I recommend that. I think that would work. And if we have to push it out, maybe it's not June, maybe it's July, you know, maybe it's in somewhere we're in the summer months where the heat, it gets a little hotter. Maybe we can do it then. Mm-hmm. So that's my recommendation. I hope that works. I hope we do it.
Okay. That's first time I've heard of that. But, you know, the school committee last night said they're open to all suggestions. So there's one. Anything else you wanted to say, Noel, for your folks today?
No, Joe, just, you know, everybody stay safe out there. Like I says, I give kudos out to all our first responders, our nurses out there, our doctors that are on the front lines, our police, our fire, our EMTs, our first responders. And anybody in the facilities, like in the corrections, you know, I work in that profession, and they have to go into work each day, and you know, provide a service for our people that are basically incarcerated. So I just wish the best for everyone, Joe. I hope we get out of this. We'll know more information as we go along, and I trust our mayor and our administration to do the right thing. I think they've done it in the right segments of time zone, where we're not putting too much out there, but we're putting enough. So, you know, have a little empathy of what folks are going through, and we'll move forward, and we'll have more information. We'll come on in a little bit of time, Joe. Thanks for reaching out to me.
You bet.
Have me on today. I appreciate it. And we'll find out in the near future. Every day evolves.
All right. Well, we're here for you. Reach out to me too. We'll be happy to set this up again, and hopefully we'll be able to do it face-to-face soon.
Sounds great, Joe. Thank you. Have a good day now. Thanks. Take care, everyone.
You too. Bye-bye.